From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on another edition of the Living Truth program on this Monday. A Monday, the beginning of another week. A Monday, the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And I trust that you are. Think of it. Many people say, oh, I don't like Mondays. But you know, Monday to me represents the beginning of another week of opportunities. Maybe last week didn't go so well for you. But now this is Monday, and you have the opportunity maybe to do something better or to improve your walk with the Lord or whatever the case may be. But it's Monday, and let's thank God for it. This week, I want us to look at a verse of Scripture that I think is very, very familiar to most everybody under the sound of my voice, particularly for those of you who've been a Christian for a long time and you've been around Bible teaching and Bible preaching churches down through the years. This particular verse is one that I'm certain that you know. It's found in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. A very small verse, but a very powerful verse, a very promising verse, a verse that is truly encouraging to each and every one of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, where it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, we're going to spend the whole week on that particular verse, because what it does is lay for us the foundation of the concept that Jesus Christ is our life. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, your whole life is centered around Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the source and the sustenance of your life. Without Jesus Christ, you would not have eternal life. You would not have abundant life. You would not be able to look forward to eternity with Him in heaven, in the land without tears, and a time without end. And so even though it's a very, very small verse, we're going to take some time just to work through it throughout the course of this week. And I trust that as we do, it will give you a greater appreciation for the verse. Again, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, where Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." I remember years ago, there was a lady in the church that I pastored at that time who used to say this verse this way, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is more of Christ." And that's absolutely true, because when we as believers die, we go into the presence of the Lord. And that's the gain, really, that it's talking about here in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. But the fact of the matter is, we need to recognize as Christians that Jesus Christ is the source of everything that we have in our lives. In fact, that concept is brought out for us in the first chapter of the book of Philippians. I don't have the time today to read down through this entire chapter with you, though I would like to do that. But if you read down through Philippians chapter 1, you will find at least 13 elements, 13 concepts that presents to us the fact that the very center part of our life as Christians is Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to read the entire chapter for you today. I would encourage you to do that on your own. But allow me, if I may, to highlight these 13 points before we get involved with verse 21. And these 13 points prove to us that Jesus Christ is the very central element of the Christian life. If you have your Bible open, you might want to mark these and then study them through later on your own from Philippians chapter 1. First of all, in verse 1 of Philippians chapter 1, it tells us that as believers, as born-again believers, we are in Jesus Christ. In verse 2 of Philippians 1, it teaches us that as believers, we have grace and peace through Jesus Christ. In verses 6 and 10 of Philippians chapter 1, it teaches us that as believers, we can anticipate the day of Christ, which is the rapture, which could occur today. In verse 8 of Philippians chapter 1, it teaches us that as believers, we have a deep love for others through Jesus Christ. In verse 11, it teaches us that as believers, we have fruits of righteousness through Jesus Christ. In verse 18 of Philippians 1, it teaches us that as believers, we proclaim Christ, we preach Him. He is the center of our message. In verse 19 of Philippians 1, it teaches us that believers have the Spirit of Christ within. In verse 20, we are told that believers magnify Jesus Christ. In verse 21 that we are going to be studying throughout the course of this week, we are told that believers have Christ as their life. Without Christ, we would have no life. In verse 23, it teaches us that believers desire to be with Christ. In verse 26, we are told that believers are to rejoice in Christ. In verse 27, believers portray Jesus Christ and make Him and His gospel becoming, that is, to look beautiful. And then, in verse 29, it teaches us that believers are to be willing to suffer for Christ. Those are just 13 things brought out of Philippians chapter 1, 13 things that teach us that Jesus Christ is the very central element of our life as Christians. And I think that that really gives more meaning to verse 21, where it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." I would encourage you to take some time just to focus on Philippians chapter 1 and highlight those 13 things that I've shared with you in your study. And I believe that by doing that, you'll come into a greater appreciation for who Jesus Christ is. In fact, I would encourage you sometime to conduct a study of the book of Philippians, because the theme of this book is the joy of the Christian experience as it relates to Christ, our sufficiency. In other words, because of who Jesus Christ is in our life, He is our life, then that brings joy into our lives. It brings joy into our Christian experience, no matter what it is that we face. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory, as it were, simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ is our life. Now, throughout the rest of this week, we are going to parse, as it were, verse 21 of Philippians chapter 1. Again, it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." There are three things that we see there as it relates to the fact that Christ is our life. Number one, Christ as our life is personal. Paul says, "For to me." Secondly, Christ as our life is present. Paul says, "For to me, to live is Christ." It's present. It's now. And then thirdly, we see that this verse teaches us that Christ as our life is prospective. He says, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And so, in understanding this verse, we realize that our life is all about Christ. Our life is centered around Christ, whether we are talking about in the personal matter or in the present time or in the future. Everything that we are, everything that we have, everything that we hope to be, is surrounded by who Jesus Christ is. That's what we are going to be looking at throughout the course of this week. But before we delve into this verse, which the Lord willing we will do tomorrow, I want to ask you a very personal and important question today. And that is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Can you find a time when, having realized that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and that Jesus Christ died for you, that you trusted Him as your Savior? Are you born again? Let me put it this way. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Do you recognize that? Have you called upon the name of the Lord to save you? If you have, I rejoice along with you. And you can say that Christ is your life. But if you haven't, I would encourage you right there, right now, by the radio, simply say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you mean that, if that's the sense of your heart, then He will save you. Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer today, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll begin to dig into Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.